One of the topics that I think priests don't preach on very much is perseverance. In fact, when I was praying with these readings, I couldn't really recall hearing many, if really any, homilies about perseverance. But perseverance is very necessary to be a Christian. In our second reading, the letter to the Hebrews points to this idea. The letter talks about ridding ourselves of all burden and sin, and keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus as we run the race through this life to enter into the next. Meanwhile, we know that we have a great cloud of witnesses, as the reading describes, which we could interpret as the saints, the angels that are in heaven. This is a very beautiful image, I think, to ponder, that we have this great cloud of witnesses that are around us and are praying for us and are helping us along the way. But for this race, I want to suggest that it's a marathon and not a sprint. It's a marathon, not a sprint. The goal of this race is to live a life of holiness, which takes living a life of prayer, receiving grace in the sacraments of the church, and living a life of virtue, giving glory to God in this life and also in heaven. But we don't become holy overnight. It's a lifelong process. Now, if you hear the words, holiness is a lifelong process, I can imagine there are kind of two reactions to this. If you're on the younger side of the spectrum, like myself, you can have this mentality of optimism, seeing your whole life ahead of you, believing that someday I'll have my life all put together. Then I'll be holy and I'll radiate like the sun, and maybe I'll levitate in prayer and bilocate, and it'll be great. It can be hard for us to acknowledge that the spiritual life takes time, because we want to attain holiness instantly, just like other things that we do in our life. We live in a culture of instant gratification. But some of you who've lived a longer life probably recognize that life is a journey with lots of ups and downs and joys and sorrows and phases that you undergo and sufferings that you endure. Not that when you're young you can't endure sufferings. Of course, that happens. But the older you are, the more you've probably seen these happen. And at the end, you're probably still not where you want to be, both spiritually and otherwise. And you may not even feel like you can do as much as you used to. Moreover, you can have the thought, how am I ever going to be holy? There's so many different things that can really discourage us. It can be difficult to keep a consistent prayer life, especially if you have a family with children who are not always cooperative, making it very difficult to be able to pray. It can be hard to get to Mass on Sundays, much less even weekdays. It can be hard when we struggle with the same sins over and over again and never really feeling like you're making progress. You can read about all these saints that are doing amazing things, that are founding new religious orders, that do things like subsist on the Holy Eucharist in the desert for 40 years, and they do this rigorous fasting and these rigorous penances. And you ever wonder, how am I ever going to do that? I can't even do the fasting that's required by the church on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, or it's very difficult to do that. And all of these things, they can be inspiring, but they can also bring us a sense of discouragement in our lives, thinking that holiness is not really possible for us. And I'll return to this idea of discouragement in just a moment. The truth is, we're never really going to be where we want to be. We always have to keep working, because life is a race, but it's a marathon and not a sprint. But the good news is that we don't have to do it alone. In fact, we can't do it alone. I used to have a priest in seminary, a formator of mine, who used to say that we can't muscle our way through the Christian life. We need the grace of Christ to be able to make it. We have to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who perfects our faith. We need to ask him for help and allow for ourselves to become spiritually poor, realizing that apart from him, I can do nothing. Because he will give us every grace to live the life that we have been given and to endure any cross that is given to us. As St. Paul says, God's power is perfected in weakness. And if we become weak and acknowledge that we're weak, then Christ's power can really operate in us. And that's really the secret that all the saints knew. They allowed Christ to work in their lives, that they couldn't do it by themselves. For as many amazing natural talents as they may have had, they allowed Christ's grace to operate within them and knew they couldn't do it apart from that. Another thing that we need to acknowledge and reject is discouragement, which can hinder our perseverance. Discouragement is that voice from the devil that says we're not good enough, that we're not good enough in a lot of different areas in our life, that our prayer isn't good enough, that we're not doing a good enough job in some aspect of our life, whether that's our work life or our family life or ministry or whatever it is. Or that we'll never overcome that sin that we keep bringing to confession. It says that holiness will never be possible for us. And we have to, first of all, recognize this voice and then reject it. We can actively act against it by doing a few different things. We can petition Jesus and Mary for help. We can give thanks to the Lord for graces that we receive in our lives, good things that happen in our lives. We can even do very small acts of penances that can counteract it. But we shouldn't give in to it, even if it lingers and it may not go away right away. But we always have to remember that even in the midst of this, it's not something we can get rid of on our own. Even though we can do these things to act against it, the grace of Christ is what's going to lift us out of that discouragement. It's not going to be by our own efforts. He will help us through it. And if we get discouraged by bringing sins to confession, you can remember that, as the letter to the Hebrews says, that you haven't resisted yet to the point of shedding blood, meaning you probably haven't done everything that you can do. Keep receiving God's grace, because the Lord never tires of forgiving us, even if sometimes we forget that we get tired of forgiving ourselves. The Lord is always willing to welcome us back, and we can receive grace through that sacrament, that healing grace. So if we do these things every day, if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and recognize that we need his grace in our lives, and we reject discouragement, and when we see that this is a daily struggle, a daily battle that we have to keep fighting, if we break up this race into day-by-day chunks, then it's still a marathon, but it's a much more well-paced marathon.